Hello and welcome to Studio C. We have a great program today. I know you're going to be blessed right here today on Glorious Living. Hey, so glad you're here today. Today's we're going to continue with part two. We have Jesse here today again.
Yes,
and Chrissy.
It was just so great last week. We had to continue.
Well, we had so much.
You've had that blouse on a whole week.
I know, huh? I hope I don't.
No, actually, we take them at the same time.
Yes.
We had so much we couldn't
they
have it
that.
All in one program. You think they know that?
I think so.
They better know now. Listen, I smell good today. Well, I think I do.
Yes,
anyway,
you do.
I don't
yes,
know.
You do.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm in an envelope of perfume here. Her and his.
Oh, is it really? I don't even smell it.
It's the fragrance
of God.
It's the glory cloud.
It's the fragrance of God.
That's what it is.
Yeah, well, last week we were talking so much about the Glorious Conference. It was just, it was too good to stop.
A visionary conference.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's okay, though.
Hallelujah.
That's going to be true.
She got the ointment on her, the anointing.
That's
the anointing.
Glorious.
Go ahead, babe, go ahead.
But anyway, we love the conference, and you were talking about so many things. We're talking about your story, how you got born again. So if you haven't seen that program, you can go back and look at it. But today I want us to continue talking about the visionary conference. And there were so many miracles over the years that we've seen at the conference. We talked a little bit about that last week, but Chrissy also has some testimonies going to share about
that. Why don't you start with the testimony?
I would love to share that with you.
That.
This one says, the greatest miracle of this visionary conference was that from the very first night, my vision expanded in size. The dream that God had put in me that had been lost was found. Thank you, Jesse and Kathy, for the visionary conference. So people are getting changed, impacted by the word of God, and miracles are happening everywhere in that conference.
You use the word expansion, and that's what it's all about. People, you know, if a baby's not growing, something's wrong. So, why? Because expansion, something's got to happen here. And God wants you to complete your destiny and reach your destination.
Right.
And you have a gift. God has given you a gift. Now, you may not know what it is, but you can learn it, and you can find it at this visionary conference. I'm not just saying that to make you come. I'm telling you. I don't know how many thousands upon thousands that have come over the years that said, my God, for years and years, I couldn't take two steps toward that vision. Satan would shut me down. I got home, and within 2.5 months, I had everything that I was believing for. And then God expanded that vision, and I went further into the future.
Right.
I'm telling you.
I remember pastors and leaders that come that bring their whole staff. I remember one in particular I'm thinking about, was it Frank Santorum? He said while he's sitting while he's sitting there on the pew at the conference, he was sitting there, God gave him a map, basically an outline of what to do for his whole ministry.
Amen.
He was at a crossroads and some kind of thing. He knew that something was shifting, and God gave him a download, basically.
Yes,
during
indeed.
That, so whether you speak it from the pulpit, but there's the Holy Ghost is working in that service as well, downloading things right into people's hearts.
You got to come. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to give you the dates. It's Thursday, July the 11th at 7 p.m., Friday morning, July the 12th at 10 a.m., and then Friday night, July the 12th, the same day, at 7 p.m. And I tell you what, registration and admission are free. I love saying that because some people, you just charge them if you walk through the door. Man, my God. And I'm not being critical here. I'm just being truthful. As long as me and Kathy are head of this ministry, we don't charge. But I want to let you know, we will receive an offering in each service. And it's up to you if you want to give. No pressure. That's another thing.
No obligation.
That's another thing people say. You don't pressure us. No. I don't say, my God, if you don't help me today, I ain't going to make it and all that craziness. We're not broke. We are doing very well. The Lord has been blessing. We have the ability, and we are going to live stream all three services. So if you want to know more information about it, you go to jdm.org for more information, and you'll get it. And I'm telling you, you're going to be changed. This is not a regular conference, not because I'm here. Because you see, what I do, I just get out of the way. And I let God do what he do.
That's
or like
right.
Ray Charles said, let him do what he do. I do what I do. You know,
make
that kind
it,
of stuff.
We make it do what he do.
And it's just such a blessing of the Lord.
Yeah.
And people get energized.
Well,
mobilized.
You know, the whole conference starts off with a kick, you know, because here in the New Orleans area, we like to implement some of our culture.
Oh, yeah.
Some flavor.
And so we start out with the second line, and they have people come
See, people don't know what
I'm
the second
part
line
of the second
Well,
line.
I was about to explain it.
I love it.
Oh, okay.
Well, we have people come down the aisle with umbrellas and the musicians walking down. And in the city of New Orleans, whenever there's a wedding, I think it was a funeral too, they would have the band that would go down the streets, and the people that would be behind them was the second line, and they didn't have the the instruments, but they would have like an umbrella.
Yeah, just enjoying
and they'd be handkerchiefs.
Yeah, and they kind of strut to to the music.
And
so that kicks off every service, Thursday night, the Friday morning, and the Friday night. And then worship kicks in, and then there's powerful word and ministry time.
I can actually say that I have had thousands. That's not an overstatement. You need to make this thing longer. I will not do that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just the Thursday night, Friday morning, Friday night, because that's what the Lord says. Listen, stay in your lane. See, when God tells you to do something, you don't go to the left and you don't go to the right.
Yeah.
You stay where God wants you and what he wants done. If he decides to change it, he'll let you know, or he'll let me know. And
yes,
he hadn't said that. Mm-hmm. And it's such a blessing. But you know what a lot of people do? I think it's so great because New Orleans is such a cultural city. They'll come like on a Wednesday, or the service starts on some of them on a Tuesday, and they go out and eat dinner. They go to Mr. B's and Commander's Palace and all the different wonderful restaurants.
Well, we just had Nancy Dufresne at the church, and they were in our house, and we had a great service on that Sunday. But we got to drive them in front of a plantation home in the area. We'll tell them about different ones in the area. And I heard her talking to her daughter and son-in-law, her son and daughter-in-law, saying, hey, you know, we're going to come early for the Visionary Conference. We're going to go look at some of those plantations.
I mean, it's just
amazing.
So
there's a lot of great sights to do that you can do as a family or as a ministry team.
Definitely.
And not just the food. You don't have to eat every day.
Yeah, but I tell people, we fill up restaurants.
That's an important part.
That's good.
We fill up restaurants because I tell people, I know this city. I mean, I know where if you want to, and we'll give you where you should eat. And then people say, I really want Cajun. And we'll tell them where to go. And this little restaurant, I mean, they call it a hole in the wall, but it's really not. It's clean, nice, but
it's
got
clean,
some of the best food. And the Mississippi River levee's across the street. I've seen lines across the street, up the levee, waiting to get in there.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, the restaurant people love me when we do this, you know. But the food is so good and gracious. So I hope you can come because it's something about corporate anointing when you're in
good.
That building.
Cho-cho-cho.
I'm not just saying that to get you so I can count you. No, we're not interested in that. In fact, I've told the Lord, I want it to grow, but I don't want to take it out the church. Mm-hmm. I could take it to the New Orleans Convention Center. I could do all that kind of, I just like God's house. And I said, you know, I stand up all the time. I don't see why people can't stand up. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And thank God that we have overflow rooms, but we do have a very large, what they call that, a tabernacle thing there. So most people, they get their seats.
Yes.
And it's a blessing
true.
Of the
you
Lord.
You know, so we've been talking about the conference. I don't think we said where it's at. It's at our international headquarters. It's right here in Destrehan, Louisiana, about 6 miles or so.
6 miles from the airport.
New Orleans International Airport. So this is our headquarters.
Armstrong, New Orleans International
Airport. Armstrong.
Louis Armstrong.
Louis Armstrong.
He was my favorite. I just love him.
Yeah, it's great.
Just by
I
that.
Knew it. Come on, give
come
a little
on.
Bit.
Hallelujah. I see trees of green. But anyway.
Are you going to sing at the conference?
No. I might. Who knows? We don't know. Some of the best men. We got a saxophone player. We love
Katie.
Her. Her name is Katie.
Yeah.
I'm
beautiful.
Telling you what, when she plays, you think you at the very throne of the Most High God.
So anointed.
Ooh.
She's been on the program
that's
once,
right.
And then she actually was with her husband, too,
Jose.
Yeah. Yes. And they're just wonderful. And just sitting here at the table with you both, I know this is a continuation from part one, the fun that exudes.
That's what I was just thinking about.
Joy.
The joy of the Lord.
That's
people
it.
Get strengthened
well,
and
we,
ignited.
We're not saved enough to be miserable. I've seen some miserably saved
good.
People.
That could be a t-shirt.
Yeah.
That was a good one,
I mean, there's some miserably saved
what was
people.
What's that t-shirt
well,
saying?
We're
song?
Not saved enough to be miserable.
Yeah.
We
put
just enjoy.
I remember I had a t-shirt I had a slogan in the magazine. I thought that should have been a t-shirt. Would you want a facelift that everybody, that you can see or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, give yourself
listen
a
to Jesse is what I
good.
Said when it was in the broadcast.
Said, Jesse, give you a facelift. I said, I'm not a doctor. Yeah, but
when you
say
smile,
is great medicine.
When you're smiling.
And when you're smiling.
It's the whole world smiles with
at
you.
And I tell you, you're going to have
you,
a wonderful time.
With you, not at you.
What's that?
Yeah, with you.
Well, what you
not
say?
At you.
Not at you. Well, with you, whatever. I don't mind people smiling at me neither, you know?
Whatever it takes.
But it's contagious. That joy of the Lord is contagious.
Yeah.
And I've met so many amazing, anointed people over the years, whether they be pastors, leaders, anybody really that I've kept in connection with through social media.
That's right.
And so we get excited that I know I'm going to be seeing them again. I'll be seeing their children.
That's
Some
right.
of them have new additions to their family. A lot of them will meet so Sophia
yeah,
for the first time.
And many of them make new friends when they come.
Yes.
They make those divine connections while they're here with other pastors, other leaders, other business people.
Mm-hmm. She met her husband here.
I sure
this
did.
This is a miracle
I
place.
Sure did.
This is a place of connection.
So you're single.
Look at
you're
all the single
right
people. We coming, man. we coming.
Yes, Luis was on the worship team.
People may have a vision to get find their special meet.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it just
that's the vision.
Even the babies.
Yeah, whatever.
Even the
no
babies
limit.
Love each other. You know, they just look at, hey.
Uh-huh.
You know,
and we have childcare this year.
Childcare, that's
we
a blessing.
Always
normally
have
we
that.
Don't, but we do. And because the reason why we don't mind taking care of your baby, but a lot of the nursery people want to be in the meetings too. See, mm-hmm. So every once in a while we give them a break. We won't do childcare, and they'll get somebody to watch their baby and be at home or something like that. And
but
come.
This year we
but
have it, and we have our new facility that I had a vision. Last year to change up the children's ministry. And so we put all new walls in there. It all has the Noah's Ark theme.
Beautiful.
And that was a vision God put on my heart.
Blessing.
People,
praise the
people
Lord.
Of the church stepped up and they helped fund it. They gave donations towards it.
It was
so
such
we wanted,
a blessing.
We call it visionary kids, I
and
think, our children's pastor.
And they didn't have to. They wanted to.
Yes.
It's the most amazing. Course. We don't push people, you know, from finance. You know, I wish everything was free. God, I do. I do it all free. But it's not. And that's okay because, you know, people need to make a living. It's common sense. I mean, people say, are you free? I'm not free, but I'm reasonable.
That's what we say a lot. We send a text to somebody. Somebody will ask us, say, are you free for lunch? No, but I'm reasonable.
I love
that's
it.
That's what we answer.
So
text.
Let me tell you something. Partners, I thank you, if you don't mind me saying
oh,
that.
Please.
This is your show.
Yes, thanks, partner.
I thank you for what you do. Mm-hmm. Your faithful financial support is so vitally important in the vision that God has given Jesse the Planet's ministry to reach people, change lives one soul at a time. Mm-hmm. And if you're not a partner, I'd like you to pray about becoming one. Nothing too small, nothing too big. 100% of it goes into world evangelism. You cannot find any debt on this property. We've been debt-free just about forever. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We've been debt-free since 1982. And I mean, I'm telling you, God will, and He'll do it for you. So if you'd like to be a partner, how do I do that? You go to jdm.org. That's our wonderful website. And you can hit the donate button. You can use PayPal if you want to use those people to do that. You can text to give a one-time, you know, donation or a recurring one. Some people do that. Or you can do the JDM apps, which Kathy likes, because then you select the giving how you want to do it. Or you can do like me. You can mail in an old-fashioned donation. I'm still kind of like a mail-in thing.
You're learning, boss.
Yeah, I don't carry a cell phone. I've had so many people say, when are you going to join, especially her, when are you going to join the 21st century?
I have a vision to have your own phone.
She has
right
a phone.
Right now we have the us phone.
Yeah.
They don't call it the iPhone. It's the us phone, you know. So I'm telling you, and I'll be talking about, and I said it last week, the title of the message, and it's going to take three services to get through it, you know, is vision, God's biggest word.
Come on.
The biggest word in His vocabulary. It encapsulates salvation, healing, everything. Actually, we were in that word vision before this glorious living was ever thought of, before these two girls were born,
you,
or me, or the studio, or even you.
Yes.
God had this in His vision.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Now, that's amazing to me.
It's
to
so
reach
big.
People, change lives, one soul at a time.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and that's what it's all about. So I hope you can come. Also, we'll be live streaming all three services. Mm-hmm. And then once again, I'm going to say it again, registration and admission are free. We do receive an offering. I don't want to misinterpret that. But you don't have to give if you don't want to. Now, you're not going to hear preachers say that. See, I don't like this statement that people used to say all the time. Don't give till it helps. Give till it hurts.
Oh, no.
I've heard them say that so many times. Mm-hmm. We don't do that here. You know, you can feel free. And we've had people give $1 million here. I mean, it's just a blessing. And had some people give a dollar. You know, all of it goes into world evangelism. And it's just such a blessing of the Lord. Mm-hmm. So vision. So now what you want me to talk about on this program? I've been talking quite a bit here.
I just wanted to hear what you said about the conference. You know, and that's what's so beautiful. But, you know, we had a vision just to start the ministry. I remember years ago... when we felt like...
You had it first.
I had it first, and I knew that God was calling.
You've always had it first on everything.
You know, I know, and you come kicking and screaming almost.
Oh, God,
I love it.
He's very consistent.
Yes.
His first answer, I've said it several times, his first answer is, no, I'm not doing that. I told him I would love him to get born again. You need to know Jesus. And I remember when I told him, I believe that God's calling you to the ministry. And then I said, I think we're going to start a church.
He prophesied.
Yeah, a lot of things like that. And so I think we're going to have a conference. We need to have these conferences. And so as always, no, I'm not doing that. The second thing is, maybe, because I'd continue to pray and seek the Lord about it. Then he'd say, after first it was no, then it was maybe, then he said, okay, let's do it. And the fourth one was always, I'm so glad I thought of that.
I love it.
He takes
so
ownership
much.
Of because he sees us as one, I guess.
Let me prove that I'm right.
Oh, here we go.
She says, I never pressure you to do that. Go back last week. On this program, that's why we're in the same shirt. We taped it right after that.
Yes.
Right in front of all of you.
Because this is a 30-minute program, and I knew we had more to say.
All in front of you and God Almighty and the holy angels. She nails me. You know, we got to do this next week. Jesse, is that okay? You're not going to say no.
No. I have a statement. It's from the Bible. It says, it seemed good to me and the Holy Ghost.
Yeah. And that was the obedience, boss, which goes to this testimony.
Yeah, go ahead, Chrissy. We have so many more things we want to share.
And listen how great this is, how anointed this show is. It says, thank you for being obedient to the will of God. That first line. I felt that you were talking to and praying for me this morning during the visionary conference. Everything you prayed for reflected what I needed in my life. Thank God for you and the visionary conference. So that word obedience, you know, to talk a little bit about that, boss, that's what you flow in when you do these conferences.
That's
you
right.
And Miss Kathy, you only do what your father says to do,
that's
like
it.
Jesus. And that manifests throughout the whole, all of the services, the obedience.
This is not my meeting. This is God's meeting. Now, I am prepared to preach this gospel.
Right.
But if I don't, if God just shows up and shows out, I just do it. I just get out of God's way and let God flow. Now, I flow in the gifts of the Spirit.
Yeah,
some of you may not know what that means.
Yes.
Well, if you'll come, you'll understand it. If you watch it, you'll see it.
Yes.
We don't hide nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing, zero. Whatever God wants to do, it's fine with me. But I promise you this, and I say this, you'll walk out of here happy. Mm-hmm. You'll go, whew, what is this? You see, it's the presence of God.
Mm-hmm.
He's drawing closer to you and you're drawing closer, and then it just ministers greatly to people.
Yeah. And you know,
people get healed, people get
so
saved.
True.
I mean, and it's all about vision. Mm-hmm. God don't want you sick. No. Well, God made that man sick. Where'd he get the sickness? He'd have to go to hell to get
it. All good things come from God.
Yeah. That's right. You know, so, I mean, you just need to come and be a part of it. And it's here at our international headquarters.
Yes.
It's Jesse Prince Ministry. It's in Destrehan, Louisiana. That's a suburb of New Orleans. I'll give you a little map of New Orleans. New Orleans, Metairie, Kenner, Destrehan.
Very close.
And we're only 6 miles, maybe 6.5 miles from Armstrong New Orleans International Airport. And you can get in there. And they got a lot of good hotels. Got some very expensive ones. Got some cheap ones. And even the cheap ones are clean. I mean, it's nice. You know what I'm saying? Food's wonderful. You'll be blessed. Well, most of them that I know of anyway, you know. And God has been so good and gracious. And, you know, it will not only stimulate the vision God has given you, it'll knock down the barricades. This conference will knock down the barricades that have been stopping you from receiving what you're believing for.
Mm-hmm.
How many people have told me that? Good. Mm-hmm. I couldn't get this thing to move. I went to that conference. My God, and within 2 months, everything I'd been believing for 20 years, bam, came to pass. And then all of a sudden, I thought I finished, you know, I thought, well, what would he do now? All of a sudden, God gave me another football field, and I'm on the one-yard line. He's saying, set, let's go, boy.
Yeah.
We got another goal to attain. I hope you can come. You will be blessed.
I know that. That's so true. And I know a lot of people will be here, but, you know, there's some people that physically just can't be here. But I know that when the conference is going on, you always refer to the people that are watching online.
Oh, yes.
In fact, we have people that'll be in our partner care department that will be receiving people's prayer requests. They're corresponding with them in that way. Isn't that true, Chrissy?
Ma'am.
That's going to be going on during the conference. So even though you're not won't be physically here because this year, maybe you'll be here next year. Maybe it's too late to make a plan because it is next week.
Is it next week?
Yeah.
It's coming.
So then. You can log on and be a part of it from right where you are, connect with the partner care team and bring us your prayer request, testimony, because there'll be, I know many times when you're preaching or even flowing in the gifts, you'll talk to the camera because there are people that are in the camera
watching. Well,
that's
God talking. I'm just
repeating. So it's a divine connection globally that'll happen. So there's no shortage of vision. So even if you're not in the house, please be sure and tune into the live stream that's across
all of our platforms.
You will be blessed.
Yes. I'll never forget one couple. They were in South Africa. That's a long way away from me because I preached in South Africa, all over South Africa,
mm-hmm.
Cape Town, Johannesburg, New East London, all these places. And I heard something in my spirit. We've done many of these conferences. She said, Lord, they were saying it. I didn't know. I'm here. They're there. Lord, I'd love to go to that, but we don't have the money. Mm-hmm. And I just stopped and looked at the camera and said, well, God's got a lot of money, and he heard what you say, so you're coming. And they came the next year.
Come on.
The next year.
Come on.
Wow. Isn't that amazing? I mean, it's just amazing. So I mean, you give God a job. That's my theme. Just give him a job and watch God do the most unbelievable, impossible, yet doable things.
So the Holy Spirit is going to be in the house, but he's also going to be going through the camera to those that will be watching online.
Amen.
Yeah, and as a part of Team JDM, you know, I'm on there looking at the comments, praying with people, leading them to our partner care lines. There's so many times people say, that was for me. That was for me. And with praise hands and their emojis to show just how exciting it is. I believe there was one time you spoke into the camera. I believe it was my first visionary conference working here. And I saw you move in the Holy Spirit, and you looked in the camera, and there was a lady that was believing for marriage. And you said, I don't know where you are. Well, it was a lady from China. She said, this was for me. And everything you said resonated with what I
and
want.
And we've had people come from China.
They came. I think they came to the Glorious meeting. I saw a bunch of ladies were here for Glorious.
Listen, man, we can get you a
China.
Man.
I remember meeting. There were like four ladies that came from China.
Isn't that amazing? And so there's
blessing.
No distance.
And
faith
we had
has no
some
distance.
Wonderful, was it the Navajo Nation?
Yes.
Indians showed up. We have every kind of nationality, color,
I remember you
and
meeting
creed.
A whole pastoral staff from Italy one year
That's
at a
correct.
Conference.
Let me just say this, and I mean this sincerely. There ain't no prejudice here, baby.
No, not at
there
all.
There ain't no color, nationality, creed. We just love people. And I tell you, and so does the Lord. And people, they feel so comfortable.
Yes.
You can actually see them. They go, whew. You know, I said, and I don't know how many have said, we don't want it to be over because we'd be finished like on a Friday night. I said, well, take it home with you.
Take it home.
That's right.
Put it in your
and
life.
And it'll never be over. I mean, have you ever saw me sad? Mm-hmm. Why? Well, why would I want to do that? I have a sermon one time I preached called Quit Believing for the Things You Don't Want.
That's right.
Why would you believe for something you don't want? Well, I don't want sickness. I don't want sadness. I don't want being broke, busted, disgusted, discouraged, you know? And I'm going to tell you something. So, well, I've lived like that all my life, but it's time for that to change.
I believe,
and Visionary Conference will do it. See, you got to see yourself happy. You got to see yourself healed. Watch this. You got to see yourself. I'm going to make somebody mad right now. You got to see yourself rich.
Come on.
Now, brother, now you're going off of the thing. Well, why did God say, and Abraham?
I was just thinking of that verse.
Was very rich. He wasn't just rich.
And he put it in
rich.
The scripture.
He was
in silver,
very rich.
Cattle, and in gold. It even names how rich he was. Because some people will grab that and they'll say, oh, that's spiritual riches. No. Yeah, it is spiritual riches are available. But not just that. Abraham was rich in silver, cattle, and in gold.
Have you ever seen a spiritual cow? I ain't seen no cow go moo.
Well, no, people were spiritually.
Throwing his hooves up, moo.
But I knew what they mean when they say spiritually blessed. Yeah, I love to be blessed spiritually.
Yeah.
But we need it all.
We do.
You know,
we can
in the, have in it the all. Jewish dispensation, there's something called the Midrash. You know, Moses got so mad at Israel because Israel broke one commandment, and Moses broke 10.
He
just knocked him down.
He sure
said,
did.
You know, and God said, what's the matter with you?
He had to make another pair.
But do you know in the scripture, God says, make another one. You make it out of your substance. Now, you can learn this in the Midrash. If you go see where Moses was extremely wealthy. And when Moses' tent, under his tent was solid sapphire.
Whoa, this is awesome.
Yeah, people don't notice it. So I study the Bible, and but I like the Jewish, the Talmud, the Jerusalem, Talmud, the Babylonian Talmud, the Midrash, the Mishnah. I mean, all these different things. It was a bed of sapphire. And he cut the second tablets of the Ten Commandments out of sapphire.
I'm learning today.
If you want to know more about that, you go to the Midrash, you look for it, you'll see it there. And that's a blessing. It just is, you know. And some people want to question that and question this. And people say, well, it's not in the Bible. Well, there are a lot of things not in the Bible that still God wants you to do.
Well, the Bible says that if everything would have been written that Jesus said and did, the world couldn't contain all the books.
Wow.
So there's a lot of knowledge from the ancients, like they say, the sages, things that they wrote and talked about. And I read other books. Of course, nothing is as good as the book.
Well, that book is founded on Judeo-Christian principle. Yeah. You can't have Christianity without Judaism.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Jesus is a Jew.
Right. So we have 66 books of this Bible, but there are other books, and you've written books, I've written books, and these are all helps to the Bible. So when you're talking about these commentaries that you've studied,
and I study them all and look at them, and then I pray, God is, And how, if, you know, I don't want to believe something that's not wrong. And the Bible says in St. John 16, 13, howbeit when the Spirit of truth has come, he will guide you in all truth. So he guided me over to this here. Mm-hmm. And he guided over to me. The other day, we had somebody call me, and they want me to comment on the Jehovah Angel Metatron. Where'd they get that at? Mm-hmm. Well, you know, go study. Go on, get down and just study.
Yeah.
And get all the helps to the scripture, and you'll find out there'll be so many mm-hmm. things, so many different names of angels. My Lord, what, even in the book of Enoch, they got a bunch of names of the different angels.
You could just Google it, you'll find the definition of that.
Yes.
But you, that's a commentary that you'd saw.
Yeah,
on
just,
that.
You just.
It's not in your book on the hidden angels, hidden help.
Right, right. But and it's just such a blessing. And, you know, and like tithing, I just felt like the Lord to say that. You know, I don't have to tithe. Well, let me help you. You don't have to do nothing. You don't even have to get saved. That's you can go to hell if you want. Well, I don't know why you would. But the reason why people are so funny about tithing, because they think it's about money. Mm. And it's not about money.
Yep.
It's about obedience.
Because God never changed the rate.
He never changed
that from
the rate.
That's correct.
If it's about money, they change the rate. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mortgage companies change the rate. Car companies change the rate. Credit card companies change the rate. God never did. Now watch this. You're not Moses' seed.
Yes.
Your name wasn't on them tablets. Even on the second set, you are Abraham's seed. And what did he do? He tied to Melchizedek. Mm-hmm. Well, that was then. Excuse me. Go over to the New Testament. Hebrews 7, Jesus is a high priest on the order of Melchizedek.
Come on.
And all God wants to do is to rebuke the devourer for your sake.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's what tithing does for you. Mm-hmm. It does. And because if you get rid of the devourer, then everything you got doesn't decay.
Because God had a vision for
Beautiful.
His children to
the
be
vision.
Blessed.
That's
to be
a vision.
Prosperous.
I'm talking vision.
To be debt free, to live a glorious
yeah,
life.
That's
right.
Vision.
That's right.
Ooh, this is stirring me up.
I'm
can't.
You,
if
man.
This is so good, what the conference is going to be
goodness.
Off
yeah,
the
you
charts.
You got to get here.
You
got to
be here.
Here. Let
you
me
know,
give them the dates this time, Jesse.
Okay,
we got to close.
But let me say it before you give the dates real quick. We've said it every year. This is the best one. This is the best one. We don't
so
think
true.
It could get any better, but it does. It's just another side of God that you don't see.
Yeah.
That's
right.
That's why it gets better.
That's
ahead,
right.
Mike.
It's going to be next week. So this will be the Visionary Conference dates are Thursday, July the 11th. That's at 7 p.m. And then Friday, July the 12th at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. Again, registration and admission are always free. We're live streaming on all three services on all of our platforms. So go to jdm.org for more information.
Yes.
You will be blessed.
Amen.
And I'm telling you something, bring a pad and pencil, take some notes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, people do it. And a lot of times they'll bring back and say, this is what you said last year. And this has come to pass. Some people kind of struck
oh,
it out
so prophetic.
As it came
mm-hmm.
to pass.
I love
yeah,
that.
I'll be
because
second
this
line.
Year, this year we're coinciding with our vision for the year, which is give God a job.
Yeah.
So when we have a vision, we're actually giving God a job.
And that's giving
right.
God a job.
It's all connected.
I got that out of Genesis chapter
18.
Verse
14.
Right. Is there anything too hard for the
That's
Lord?
That's God asking
no.
Abraham again.
No,
and nothing's
it's not.
Too hard. So Abraham's vision came to pass. And you know what? Your vision can come to
Hallelujah.
Pass as well. I hope to see you there and also here next week for another Glorious Living right here in Studio C. Bye-bye.